Glenwood Springs resident Leo McKinney was called out this week for using a slur against U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos in a tweet. McKinney's face was used in a graphic on a mailer sent to mostly female members of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, along with text calling McKinney a misogynist and asking the group why they don't value women in Glenwood or the Valley. The former Glenwood Springs mayor and current president of the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, a group that's fighting the proposed expansion of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry north of town, told KDNK about the tweet.
It was some time ago, and it was in response to a Twitter post from, I think his name is Kyle Griffin, and he was talking about the Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos. So the tweet I put out did use the C word, and I have to admit when I make a mistake, and that was certainly an act of poor judgment.
But McKinney says the mailer was not really about him.
It was an act to try to tear down the alliance.
The sender appears on the mailer as the Frontier Women's Jobs Council, a nonprofit registered with the state of Colorado on July 1, 2019, just a week before the mailers were received. The organization has no internet presence. The agent for the group is Catherine Kennedy, also known as Katie Kennedy. She did not return calls from KDNK for this story. Kennedy is the CEO of Denver-based Strategic Compliance and is a registered Republican. Denver 7 News reported in 2018 that Kennedy had been the registering agent for many nonprofits over the past two decades, including Cynthia Kaufman's and Walker Stapleton's campaign committees. In 2014 and 2015, the Senate Majority Committee used Concerned Citizens, another one of Kennedy's groups, to send more than $400,000 to Cambridge Analytica. Another group linked to Kennedy, Centennial Coalition, paid Cambridge Analytica $16,500 near the 2014 elections for website development and consulting and to try to get Republicans back in the majority in the state Senate. The group also made payments to Strategic Compliance and sent mailers discrediting Democratic former Senator Andy Carr in 2014. Colorado Citizens for Truth is also linked to Kennedy and, according to the website Colorado Pulse, backed a smear campaign last fall against then-gubernatorial candidate Jared Polis. The television ad used in that campaign recycled a smear originally published in the right-wing Washington Free Beacon. The McKinney mailer uses text from the right-wing website Colorado Peak Politics, published on June 14th. Something else that's curious about the mailer is that the P.O. Box address below Frontier Women's Jobs Council is that of a nonprofit called New Direction Colorado. Heather McGregor, volunteer communications director for the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance, told KDNK that the mailer is a smear attack against the group.
Someone is trying to discredit the Glenwood Springs Citizens Alliance and divide the Glenwood Springs community along gender lines to sow doubt in the minds of women, especially, that ours is a valid and viable community organization.
She adds that the group's board of directors voted this week to keep McKinney as president.
No one's taking the allegation seriously, and it's clear to everyone that this is just an effort to try to besmirch the reputation of the Citizens Alliance and the work we're doing.
Brownstein, Hyatt, Farber, and Schreck, the lobbying group representing the owner of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry, referred KDNK's queries to Greg Dangler of Rocky Mountain Resources. Dangler has not responded. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.